This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Jordan today, there was violence at a tourist site where an attacker stabbed three visitors. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Jordanian officials say the attacker knifed a number of tourists and their tour guide at the ancient city of Jerash, a popular archaeological site in northern Jordan. The country's public security directorate says the attacker also stabbed a policeman who tried to stop him. The wounded were taken to a hospital and the attacker arrested. A national newspaper reports the tourists were Mexican and suffered serious wounds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexican investigators say they have arrested a suspect who may be connected to the brutal killings of nine American women and children in the state of Sonora. Officials say the man in custody had a car with two hostages gagged and tied inside. Meanwhile, there is the utter shock of the grisly murders of the Americans. Victims' relatives are voicing their horror. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Three women and about a dozen children traveling in separate vehicles were apparently ambushed in northern Mexico by drug cartel members. Victim Renita Miller's father went to the scene of the first attack, as heard on KSL-TV.
Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt and shot up.
His relative Taylor Landford in Utah.
This is a whole new level of cartel violence.
Another cousin, Austin Close, tells the Associated Press they're grateful some children survived. Their relatives were part of a religious community in Sonora State.
They've just settled down there. It's really peaceful for the most part down there, but in certain instances they know that it is kind of a lawless area.
President Trump has spoken with his Mexican counterpart, demanding justice in the case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. United Nations nuclear inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement it'll be injecting uranium gas into centrifuges at its Fordow site. It is the latest step away from the six-nation Iran nuclear agreement, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. The U.S. State Department's third-ranking official is scheduled to testify today in the House impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. This as three House panels call for Mr. Trump's acting chief of staff to appear this week. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part for political reasons.
That's it. That's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if he'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Votes are still being counted from Tuesday's U.S. elections, notably in the state of Kentucky, where the Democratic candidate has declared victory in the race for governor over the Republican incumbent, Matt Bevin, who modeled himself after President Trump. The underlying worry for the president is that he won Kentucky by 30 points in 2016, and whether Tuesday's vote could mean a Kentucky reversal in his bid for re-election. Another concern for Mr. Trump's Republican Party is what happened Tuesday in the state of Virginia. AP's Tim McGuire has a report on both states.
Despite an election eve rally by President Trump, Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin trails Democratic challenger State Attorney General Andy Beshear by a few thousand votes out of 1.4 million cast. Bevin telling supporters,
"We are not conceding this race by any stretch. Not a chance."
Beshear, for his part, is claiming victory.
Voters in Kentucky sent a message loud and clear for everyone to hear.
There is no mandatory recount law in Kentucky. In order for a recount, Bevin would need to seek and win a court approval. He does have the option to ask counties to re-canvass their results, which is a check of the actual vote tabulation. Democrats gain control of both the Virginia House and Senate, giving the party control over the legislature as well as the top statewide posts for the first time in more than 20 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Deep South Mississippi on Tuesday, voters chose Republican Tate Reeves as governor, extending the party's 20-year-old hold on the state's top office. A former Juul Labs executive is alleging the vaping company knowingly shipped a million tainted nicotine pods to customers. It is the latest wrinkle in the controversy over the suspected health risks of vaping. Gene Randall, VOA News.